What's up, y'all? It's Stunna. I'm back. Well, yeah. I'm back with my first episode. My first episode, we're going to get very personal. We're going to be honest, vulnerable, humble. Well, no. Because honestly, I'm tired of being humble. And I feel like I've been humble for too long. I've been letting certain motherfuckers and bitches get, away with a lot. I really have. And that doesn't sit right with me. I don't like that. So, I'm not going to get ignorant, but I will start, standing my ground. Well, I do stand my ground, but I feel like I don't put enough pressure. Because, motherfuckers still feel like that they can play with me. So, I guess I gotta remind them who I am. But that's a different conversation for a different time. Yeah, so my intro, I ended it without filling you guys in on anything on what's to come or what I have planned for this. And I didn't really get to tell y'all anything, honestly, if you want to be honest, because goddamn, I kept saying the same shit over and over. Like, I was just stuck on one accord. I wasn't talking about shit. I wasn't really saying shit. But then again, once again, it was just my intro. And plus, I really feel like I can't judge it because that's my first time doing anything about this or related to this. And that's why I fucked up. Oh, so another big fuck up, another big miss. I missed big time. I'm thinking, when I got in to fucking record, I'm thinking, oh, this finna be smooth sailing. This finna be easy. I'm about to get this done. One take and we done. I got this. Nah, that's not what happened. Got in front of the mic, looked at the mic. I said, bitch, look, listen, help me help you. Like, I'm really sitting there talking to the mic. I'm so nervous. Because I was too confident thinking I had this shit down pat. But I didn't. I didn't take any notes. I didn't do any of that. Like, I fucked myself up, y'all. And, like, why didn't y'all tell me that I was doing too much? Like, goddamn. I thought y'all fuck with me. Yeah, I was doing entirely too much. Like, I did not need a fucking full set studio. Like, what the fuck was I thinking, first of all? Like, I could have just went to Walmart or Apple and got me a pair of earphones. And that's what I did. That's what I did. I went and finally got me a pair of earphones that where I can record on my time and release on my time. And I can sit in front of a mirror and talk comfortably without any interruptions or without any fucking walk-ins. I mean, the studio was fine. It was cool. It was a nice experience, and I appreciate the guy for letting me use it. So I can't talk bad about it or him. But yeah, next. So yeah, guys, I didn't really get to give you guys anything. A bitch was just so nervous. I was so anxious. My anxiety was kicking my ass. I was hopping all over the place. Well, my nerves were. And it's like, I thought I could give more and go further, but a bitch couldn't. Like, that was trash. And once again, I feel like I can't judge it because it's just an intro and it was my first time. So, I guess I'll give that a pass. Does it deserve a pass? Eh. What the fuck? And y'all, I'm sorry if I curse too much. That's just a part of my expression. You just gotta take it and deal with it. If you can't, then I'm sorry. You can't accept me. To the left, to the left. If you wanna step, then please be my guest. LOL, but for real. So, let's hop into it. What more can I give about me? Because how many more times could a bitch say I'm 21 and I'm fucking from New Orleans? Like, okay, we get it. Give us something else. Like, who are you as a person? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? And all that. Yeah, that shit. Are you gay? Well, duh. This fucking tone of voice, how I sound. Bitch, you can't tell I'm gay. And that's what we're gonna talk about. Yeah. I am proudly a part of the leg booty community. I am. And if you can't, if you don't have any common sense or any sense of humor to know that, then that means a part of the LGBTQ plus community, then you, I don't know. Where have you been? Yeah, so that's what I'm proudly a part of. And I rep it to the fullest because I'm learning to accept me. I'm learning to love me and focus on me. It's still taking time, even though it's been a minute since I came out. Like, but then again, my sexuality or me, my personality was never fucking rocket science. If you could not figure that out, and this is for family because I know that they'll be listening. If you couldn't figure that out, you were just in denial, sweetie. I mean, but that's fine because I know, you know, some of y'all are in denial about y'all divorce and shit, y'all marriage, but we're not going to talk about that because that's not my business. That's not my place. But then again, you know, there's family that are ignorant against the fact or the LGBTQ community in general. Some of them are just, you know, dumb to the brain cells to it, and they don't want to accept it. They don't want to understand to be able to accept it. Yeah, so they're being very ignorant. And so, yeah, I'm a proud punk. Show him this punk right here. Yep, sure am. And honestly, I feel like nobody's opinion mattered other than my brother and my mother. And big shout out to them. Love you guys to the fullest. And my little brother also. I don't think he understands anything. I mean, he does, but he doesn't understand, you know. And plus, I never really took the time to explain to him or have any kind of conversation with him. Because, honestly, younger siblings, they make it difficult to want to understand them. You know? So, yeah. I mean, but that, the fault kind of falls on my part also because I don't take the, time to understand him. He's just so bad. He's just so bad. He may seem cool, you know, he may be seeming cool and nice to others and sweet and all that to others. But y'all just don't know. Y'all don't live with him. Shit. He's a sweet kid, though. He means well. He's just difficult to understand. And I gotta take time to understand him. I gotta build a connection with him. And that's in the works. I'm working on it. Shit. Give me time. Stop fucking. Ugh. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Me coming out was never a big thing or a big deal. Like I made it seem. LOL. Y'all, because I'm like, seriously. Even though me coming out wasn't really, you know, didn't need a confirmation number, you know. But still, I guess I felt the need to get it out for my own good. Because, you know, it's a new year. LOL. I'm sorry. I just got a text, y'all. Don't mind me. But, yeah. Niggas be crazy. LOL. But, yeah. Coming out, I made it a big deal. Because I'm thinking the reaction that they were going to give me to saying that, you know, I'm a faggot. I thought that they would be like, why you like this? You need to go back to church. You need to start going to church and get the demon of gay out of you or whatever. That's what I thought that they would give. But they didn't. And that's what took me for a surprise. And I really do appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate it to the fullest. I really do. That meant a lot to me. Because, first of all, my mother, LOL, I love her. And her response, I just did not expect that at all. Like, and still to this day, it still shocks me that she didn't overreact. be ignorant to the fact that I am gay. Like, that, I feel like that made our bond, like, our connection stronger in a way. And I'm proud of that. I'm happy for that. And my brother's reaction, but duh, of course, because once again, my sexuality was not rocket science, bitch. Like, see, y'all, the man be trying to jump out of me, the man be trying to jump out. Like, where that man be coming from? Like, every time I burp or I belch, I'll be surprising the fuck out of myself, because where did that man come from? Shit, lol. But yeah, my brother's reaction is another thing that I did not fucking expect at all. Because, well, I mean, I'm always around him, so what the fuck could I expect? And then, like I said again, my sexuality wasn't fucking rocket science. You hear my voice. If you put my physical expressions with it, yeah, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. And, yeah, that personality that I give, that's another 2. That's 6. So, yeah, you know, this kid is going to grow up to be gay. And plus, as a kid, then having my family trying to force me to play football, y'all knew damn well, LOL, because that was some funny shit. Me being forced to play football because that's what they wanted. They didn't ask us if we wanted to play football. They never gave us a choice. Really. And I feel like that was pretty fucked up. That we didn't have a choice in, you know, saying whether yes or no if we wanted to play football. Because I know damn well I didn't want to play football. I wanted to stay inside and watch fucking Disney Channel, bitch. I wanted to stay inside and watch Hannah Montana and That's So Raven. Okay? I wanted to stay inside and play fucking Movie Star Playing, bitch. I wanted to be on the computer playing fucking games. I wanted to be playing fucking Dress Up on a website, bitch. That's what I wanted to be doing. I wanted to be watching TV. I wanted to be cooped up inside being myself. I wanted to be cooped up inside doing what the fuck I want to do. Not outside being sweaty playing with boys and fucking running after the damn ball in fucking dirt outside getting tackled and shit. Getting fucking concussions and shit. No, I didn't want to do that. Shit, y'all know damn well. Shit. I was about to say fuck y'all for that, but I can't say that because, you know, that's going directly towards somebody. Well, people. But once again, who gives a fuck? But yeah, I was forced to play football. And I found any excuse to fucking sit on the sideline, honestly. If you were there watching me play football on that field, I found any and every excuse to sit on the sideline and not play football. Honestly, like, what the fuck were they thinking? Oh, that was hilarious. They funny. But they're getting their karma. LOL. So, yeah. Yeah, just me being gay, that was not rocket science. And back to my mother, because I love her dearly. Big, big, big shout outs to her for being the woman that she is. Many talk down on her. Many do talk down on her. But she's very, very strong. And she's LOL, much smarter than a lot of these motherfuckers think. Stop playing on her, okay? That's one thing. Y'all gonna stop playing with her. Y'all gonna learn to respect her. Put some respect on her name, motherfuckers, okay? Because she is that bitch. Y'all gonna know. If y'all don't, y'all gonna know. Period. And my brother, big guy. Well, he's little. But he's still older than me. You know, so. But, yeah, he's played a major part of my life. And I really do fucking appreciate that to the fullest. He's played a big part in my upbringing, my growing up. He's played a big part in the molding of me. Definitely. He's played a big, big part. He was almost like, because after my grandfather passed, my real father. I mean, well, because, you know, my dad wasn't in my life. Fuck that nigga. But yeah, my grandfather that played the father role in my life. Love him to death. Sending him lots of love and light. Hope he receives it. But after he passed, my brother, even when we were younger, he stepped up to the plate and played a part almost like my father. Believe it or not, he really has. And I can honestly say that I appreciate that. He's very humble, and he's worth it. His music is worth it. He'll make it. And to you bitches that's playing him, y'all gonna stop playing with him, okay? Know him. Know he's that nigga. He may be cool, he may be nice, but y'all gonna stop playing with him. Y'all gonna learn something. If not today, coming soon, all right? But yes, also listen to his music, Spitter G on Instagram. I think it's Spitter.G or something like that, Spitter G, I don't know. Yeah, his music, very much worth it. He just needs to push his pen harder. Because I want the best for him. I do. And I want him to do great. I want him, well, I know he'll do great. I know he'll do great things. He already is. He's a great guy. A great big brother. Love him to death. So, shouts out to you. And my little brother, I have to take time, once again, like I said, to get to know him. Love him. He's just difficult. Oh, Jesus. Man, I don't know. But, did I even ask how you guys' day was? Did I even check in on y'all? Did I even check in on how y'all doing? Like, what y'all mental like? How y'all doing? What's going on? Y'all making money? You good? You grinding? Y'all ain't focusing on nobody. Y'all better be doing what y'all doing because y'all want to and on your terms. You made it this far. You can go further. Keep it going. I believe in you. And maybe somebody needed to hear that. So, yeah, if you're listening and you've had a bad week, just know that you have my support if you don't have anybody else's support. I believe in you. And whatever you're doing, because if nobody is going to give you the confidence, if nobody is going to give you, you know, that push that you need, I'm going to give it to you. I want to give it to you. Because like I said, like I always say, I want everybody to do great at whatever they're doing. They may not be the best, but I want you to be a fucking 10 out of 10, period. I want you to have whatever you got going on. I want you to have your customers or whatever. Whoever it is, whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, whatever you're selling. If you're doing OnlyFans, bitch, I want you to, and if you're doing OnlyFans, make them $12 subscription worth it, okay? The fact I'm talking about OnlyFans, Lord have mercy. I just read it on myself. LOL. Man, that's funny. But yeah, like I was saying, but still, I do support my friends that do OnlyFans. Just, if you're going to have a $12.99 purchase subscription, make it worth it. Okay? Mainly my gays. If y'all doing OnlyFans, make it worth it. Shit. Because, yeah, that's all. I don't want to go deep into that. Because there's family that's listening. And my co-workers. Which, once again, I don't really give a fuck. Because, hey, that's just me. And if you can't get jiggy with it, then I'm sorry. There's the door, you know? So, yeah, what was I talking about, though? Oh, and I didn't get to mention my purpose of this podcast, what I want for it, how I want it to be, or how I picture that it will be in the next 6 months, or even how I'll be in the next 6 months. I've never really gotten on the topic of that. I never really hit the nail on that one, you know? But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. When? I don't know. But I just really want to talk about, you know, Miss Onika Tanya Mirage. Hi, sweetie. Hey, Auntie Nikki. Because, you know, Beyonce is my mother. So, and you know, her and Nikki, they like cool Judies. So, that makes Nikki my auntie, or my second mother. Because, honestly, I think I'm starting to become a Barb. If you want to be honest, I've shied away from Beyonce so much, I've gravitated towards Nikki. And I'm becoming a Barb. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's not a bad thing. But it is, because them motherfuckers is crazy. God damn. If you say one wrong thing about Nikki, or if you misinterpret anything about Nikki, just have your ass covered. Have your Instagram page, Twitter page, Facebook page, have that shit on private. Because if you don't, whatever, just know, they're going to eat your ass up. They're going to eat you the fuck up, okay? But Nikki, these features, I love them. I appreciate them. You know, you've put out Beam Me Up Scotty on all streaming platforms. We love that. That was an iconic moment. Seeing Green, loved it. 10 out of 10. Crocodile Teeth. Don't know about that. I gotta get used to that still. What else? Fractions. Loved it. Loved it. And the old time has came back. You know, of course, all the listenings went to the three new tracks that she released. But the listens also went to Itty Bitty Piggy. You had to be there back then at that time to understand what I'm about to say about Itty Bitty Piggy. You had to be there. You had to be present. You had to be in tune. Because before Nikki even, or was that before Nikki dropped Pink Friday or after? I'm not sure. But yeah. Itty Bitty Piggy, when it came out, that was a major, major ass time. Well, for me. Because I'm like, well, who is this new girl? She's from Queens. Is she Nikki? Okay, y'all, look. I don't know too much about Nikki, okay? Like I said, I think I'm becoming a Barb. I don't know everything about her. I'm not a fucking superstan like I am for Beyonce. And I'm sorry for that shit. But yeah, Nikki, you get the gist of it, what I'm saying. These features, I appreciate them. They're cute. I love them. I love you. And Papa Bear, he's the cutest. Oh, the cutest. Makes me want a kid, but. Do I want kids? Maybe when I'm like 32. Well, in gay years, I'll be old as fuck. So, maybe I'll have a kid when I'm like 28? I'm reaching. No. I don't know when I have a kid. But yeah, Papa Bear, he's just the cutest. Your marriage, I love it. You, as a person, you're so damn iconic. You're such an icon. You are the blueprint. You are the pink print. Period. God damn it, Nikki. Shit. Damn it. Fuck, you all a prince. Shit. LOL. But, Nikki, I'm aware that you're doing a feature with Beyonce. I don't know if it'll be a single. I don't know whose album it'll be on. If it'll be on yours or hers. Because, you know, Beyonce, she's She's coming. Just know she's coming. How do I know this? Child. What do the gays not know? LOL. Aha. Uh-huh. But yeah. I don't know who album it'll be on. But. I hope Beyonce ain't rapping or nothing. I'm kind of getting tired of it. Because rapping does not. Okay. Beyonce give cute raps. You know, I know she's a rapping, singing girl. I know she's been that since the 1990s. I know she's been doing that. You know? But. And I know Jay be helping her with them raps. I know you do. I know. I be watching the credentials on the songs. You know, well behind certain songs. Or each song. That doesn't matter. That's not the point. I just hope that she doesn't rap. You take the rapping thing. She could do a little vocal, a little 1-2 in the background or something. Whatever y'all doing. But, just Nicki. When is this album going to drop? That's all. That's all I really wanted to get to. All that extra shit, I was just excited. I wanted to really talk about you. Because you're that queen. You're that girl. Yeah. But, yeah. When is this album coming out? Because these features are cute. I just now need an album from you. We need you, Nicki. Yes, the game is still boring. I said, damn, man, go back to whoring. Please do. Because goddamn. Give it back to Nicki. These new rappers and shit, these new people in general. The music industry, they're making anything. They're making anybody. And it's all because they're cutting a check. And, you know, a lot of these rappers, these new artists, they're just for the moment. They'll burn out eventually. Not going to say any names because, you know. But yeah, to get off that topic, what I was going to say, what I've said a lot since I started recording. I've said about me being gay, me being a faggot. That's out the way. My shout outs. Oh, my shout outs. I didn't finish. Big shout out to Safiq at It's Bankhead on Twitter. The guy, the man of the hour. Big shout out to him. He's a great friend also. And he also has a podcast. And also, he is a big reason in me taking a leap of faith in doing this. Because before, you know, when this idea came about, I didn't really have the confidence. I didn't really have the energy that I have now. I didn't have faith in myself. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I could do this, even though this is what I wanted to do. Eventually, this is what I wanted to try out and do. He played a big part in that. Definitely did. He's given me a lot of tips. He's given me a lot of encouragement. He's given me a lot of support. And yeah. So big shouts out to him. He's a great guy. And also, don't forget to support his brand and what he's doing. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like, well, it is, right? It's a skincare brand, I think. Because one time when I got it, I think I fucked up because I'm thinking, you know, it's body and face. I tried it out on the body, got out the shower. And the bitch got out looking like fucking Casper the Ghost because I had like this white cast all over my body. And I think because this type of ingredients or whatever that's been put in this soap, it wasn't meant for the body. And I just got out looking like a fucking ghost. Like, bitch, I was so fucking white. Like, damn. Should I go vote for Donald Trump? LOL. Ha ha. Fuck him. Goddamn way out of office. But yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm not gonna try and attempt because I don't want to, you know, seem like an asshole or a stupid ass sounding like trying to sound it out or pronounce it. But you can go on Instagram And you can support there at... I want to try it so bad, but I'm not going to. On Instagram, at QIOLOGY. Once again, QIOLOGY. And go support. Go support, go support, go support. Yes. And also, I was so surprised when I did try it on my face. The shit, in fucking 3 days, it actually fucking worked. I'm not even capping, y'all. I swear. You know, a lot of my friends sometimes, you know, well, I lied to them. You know. A lot of my friends, we all lie to them. That's that look. If you lie to your friends, that is okay. It just depends on what you're lying about. But a lot of my friends, I lied to them. And I'm not lying about this. This is really, really good. I love it. I have the rose water and ice and the peppermint soap bars for your face. The rose water and ice is for exfoliating. And the peppermint is invigorating. Not sure what that means. But that's what it is. You know, that's what it... Organic, vegan, and toxic free. Toxic free. No more toxic niggas. Woo! Yeah, because, you know, my love life, niggas, let's talk about that. Oh, my love life. At the moment, I'm single as a Pringle. Is this what the fucking single life is like? Is like? Like, is that how it is? Is this the way it goes? Because this shit is so boring. It's so lame. Like, my phone has never been this dry. Never. You know, usually I've had, you know, hey, come on now, let's not lie, we all had our fair share, we've all had our options. That's okay. That is okay. We've all had a main, you know, a backup, or even just a Joe's, you know, when a man nigga ain't acting right. You know, we've all had that. We've all had that. And for niggas, they've had, you know, options of bitches. And, yeah. That's why they ain't shit, no. But, you know, my love life is so dry. It's so hectic. It's not getting any kind of play. Y'all, let me tell y'all. My love life is so non-existent, bitch. I joined Tinder. Child, and Tinder is kind of disrespectful. Tinder is this fucking respectful, okay? Let me tell you why. So, I'm on Tinder, you know, trying to add some spice to my life. Because I want to start living and I want to start, you know, I want to get back out there in the love life realm. I want to see what it's like. But then again, I don't, because these new batch of niggas, this new wave of niggas, they are not the way. Ugh. I think I'm about to get back to making new money with my old nigga. I think that's what I'm trying to get back to doing. Making new money with my old nigga. But, besides that, I'm on Tinder, and it's just disrespectful. I don't like it. I feel like I'm being mocked. Because I know I'm not ugly. Shit. Cute as fuck. Well, handsome. Very handsome. Handsome king, yes. Period. Black is king. Also. But, yeah. Tinder is very, very, very disrespectful. Okay? Shit. When it says, you have received one new like, see who likes you. You know, I'm excited. I'm thinking I'm gonna see, you know, a nice, wholesome man, you know, that like me. Or whatever. Excuse me. See the man jumping out, y'all. I'm sorry. Don't mind him. I'm gonna bring him back down. Okay, there we go. Because the man jumping out. But yeah, I'm on Tinder. I'm thinking I'm finna see, you know, a nice fucking, you know, I don't know, a nice handsome man. And I go to look, and it's a fucking snow bunny. Well, you know damn well I don't do snow bunnies. I don't. Shit. I need some meat. Ding ding ding, he's one of us. LOL. Meat, 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 and more meat. LOL. But yeah, I don't do like the snow bunnies. I don't think I'm being racist by saying that. I just look, I just like my meat cooked and seasoned, okay? I don't like none of that raw shit. I don't like none of that you know what I don't like none of that fucking what you call that kind of steak that you don't fully cook? Rare. I don't like my meat rare. I like my meat not well done, but I like it medium. Medium rare. I like it cooked, but I like a little blood also, you know? And well seasoned, please, because goddamn. If you're gonna be somebody that I talk to, have some seasoning to you. Have some depth. Have some kind of storyline, okay? Are you gonna make it to season two? God damn. Because you know, niggas these days, they don't make it to the fucking pilot. Honestly, though, truly. But, yeah, my love life is just non-existent. Is there someone that I'm interested in? There's, you know, two people that I'm interested in. They're an acceptable contendant. They are. They both have something going for themselves. That's a good thing, right? Yeah. Because for once, I'm not at the workshop building a nigga. We're not doing that anymore. We're tired of doing that. We've gotten through that. We've done that. We've experienced that. I'm not taking any more time to play handy manny. No, ma'am, and ladies, or my gays. If you are still chasing behind a nigga or trying to keep him and hoping he'll, you know, change up, sweetie, summer is almost over. I'm just gonna need you to go ahead and, you know, log out, pack your stuff, and just focus on you know? Because you can't lose yourself in trying to find a nigga, or you can't lose yourself in trying to change a nigga, because niggas are gonna do what they wanna do, okay? That's just how they are. That's how I was. But, you know, I had a great reason to be that way, okay? I had a great reason. My last relationship and my only relationship, my only real relationship, I'm not even going to give any attention to that nigga. I'm really not. Because he doesn't deserve it at all in any kind of way. Like, the fuck? Like, no, you're not going. But I'm talking about him. So I'm giving him some kind of energy and attention. So, on to the next. But yes, I have two worthy contendants that are, you know, worthy of my love. And all I have to say is, may the best nigga win. Period. But until then, I'm single. I'm single again. I'm back on up, bro. LOL. But yeah. Yeah. That's my love life, y'all. I had. Nope, I'm not gonna do that. Not gonna do that. Nope. I'm not gonna keep continuing to make a fucking career off reminiscing. Tired of it. That's not paying me. That's not adding to my worth. It's taking. That bitch is deducting. So, on to the next. So, what do I plan on having for this podcast? I have so much planned for this. Actually, a lot. A lot more in store. I'm excited. I want this to be a journey that you guys experience with me. Will this do well? I have faith. It will. I know it will. Because the replies that I've gotten off of my last recording, my intro, I've gotten positive responses. And I really do appreciate that. Really do. Mainly, I didn't expect to get... Now, I'm going to be honest. I thought that that shit did not would do anything at all, honestly. If you want to be honest, I thought that my intro, releasing it, and my whole just getting any kind of support from it, I honestly thought that it would not get any support at all. Just being honest. But when I went back to check, because, you know, I've told myself, I've grounded myself to not go back and check after I've officially put the recording out. I allowed myself to go check it after a week after I put it out. And when I went back and checked it and I saw the responses and I saw the engagements, I was taken aback. Like, that was amazing. Even though it didn't do a lot, it didn't do, you know, like, over the top. That's fine. Because at least I've gotten some kind of support. I should be appreciative of the support that I did get. And I am appreciative of that. I appreciate everybody that has listened. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in. I appreciate everybody that's shared. I appreciate the people that's just stuck with me through this process. The love, the support, the uplift, everything, all that, I appreciate it to the fullest. I forgot to shout out Eddie. Oh my gosh. He's going to be mad at this. I'm so sorry, Eddie. Shout out to you, Eddie. Big shouts out to you. You guys don't understand. Let's take a break here. Let's take a moment. Because Eddie, he's played a big, big chunk in this. He has. And I'm going to tell you why. When I was doing this, or when I was... This was just in the beginning. This was like early March. That I would just, you know, think about this idea. About to have it come to life. About to have this become a thing. And I was talking about it so much, I needed somebody to talk to it about. And I went to Eddie. And we were talking. And I just did not believe in this at all. Not one bit. I didn't believe in it. I didn't have the... I just didn't see this thing going anywhere. Until I went to Eddie. He was like, he had all this excitement. He had the confidence. He had the light that he was bringing into me. Because at the time, like I said, I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe in myself, child. What else? Pretty much, he's played a big part by giving me the confidence that I have now. Because if you want to be honest, I was not confident in myself at all. And like I said, I was not going to give any attention or direction toward that guy. But if we're going to be honest, if we're going to be, you know, 100%, if we're going to be transparent, he played a part and me tearing myself down and me dragging myself through the mud, he played a part in pretty much my depression. And bitch, I don't know what I thought love was. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't. And I didn't only because I didn't receive the correct love as a child. And that's all I'm going to say. And to grow up and to find happiness and love within somebody else and not within yourself, that is a bad, bad thing to do. Because like I said, when it does come to love, and I'm speaking for everybody in general, ladies, men, gays, anybody, everybody, you just can't lose yourself in trying to find happiness and love within somebody else. Because first of all, before you love anybody else or try to make anybody else happy, and I've learned this from experience, you have to be happy and in love with yourself. Because if you're not, it's going to take a major, major, major toll on you. In the worst way possible, if you let it get there. Mentally, if you're not strong enough, that's what it'll do. It will not be for the best. I'm sorry to say. So, if you're young and in love, just please make sure that you are safe, most importantly, that you love yourself, and that you're happy with yourself. And also, and as long as you're living by your own means, don't let anybody control or decide your life for you. This is your life. You are not waking up to anybody else. And if you are, get out. Run. You are not living with anybody else. They're not paying your bills. They're not, you know, having to deal with you. They're not having to go through life with you. Even if you are married or whatever, or even if you are in a relationship, you're still going through life by yourself. Okay? Okay. So, like I said, make sure you're safe. You love yourself, most importantly, and you're happy and living by your own means. And that's what I had to learn. After a long while. I'm not going to say how long, but it was a long while. Okay? It was a long while. And wasn't too recent that I want to say, when did I wake up and decide that I couldn't take anymore? When did I wake up? I want to say that was like, yeah, late 2018, early 2019. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I had to ask myself and look in the mirror and be like, how much more are you going to take? How much more are you willing to fucking put up with? You know, just when you're in love, head over heels, you know, bitch. Everybody telling you, you know, these bad things about this certain person or whatever. And it's like, you agree with it, but bitch, you don't see it because you're so in love. You don't want to see it. It's like, you see it, but you don't want to see it. It's like, you ignore it. So it's like, you keep giving them chance after chance after chance. And you're just continuously tearing yourself down. Well, tearing myself down. Because this is about me. And yeah. That's what I kept doing. I kept making excuses until one day I had a wake-up call. had a wake up call and I had to decide. This is what I don't want anymore. I don't want this. That was when I officially and finally checked out. I finally grew a pair and I said I couldn't do this anymore. Which is, you know, hey, I blame myself because I kept myself there. I knew, but yeah. Jackass. Such a jackass. Myself. I am. Haha. Who cares? That's life. Life comes with lessons and blessings. And I recently found myself. I'm happier. Back to old me. I'm getting there. I'm very content with myself, where I am in life. I just have to become more consistent. That's all. What else? Is that all? Is that the whole show? Oh my gosh. Guys, I've shared a lot. But then again, once again, I did not give you anything about this podcast. How I want it to be. My image for this. My image for me. So, we're going to touch bases on that. And then we're going to go ahead on and close that out. And that'll be my first episode, guys. Once again, I love each and every one of you that's listened, that's supported, that's shared. Like I said, this will be a journey for the both of us, all of us, a collective. And, you know, buckle up. Enjoy the ride. And yes, we are here. Well, I am here. I'm here to stay. So, get used to this sweet old voice that you love, you know? And yeah, so this podcast, what I want for this. Like I said, I was doing entirely too much before. But if you hear a motorcycle being rammed or a car with an engine, with all the engine that speeds and doesn't go anywhere with that engine, ignore that if you heard it. But yeah, this podcast, this is my first. My next episode, maybe I'll talk about the leg booty community as a whole. Maybe. I don't know. Because I do have some features planned. Even though this is my first, even though this is the first season, I don't care. I'm doing this on my own terms. Yes, I will have features already. I don't care, you like it or not. I'm doing this for me at the end of the day. Who doesn't like it? Doesn't matter. I got you listen though. But yeah. I have features coming up.